Good morning. Our question today is it permitted when saying Zmiros on Shabbos or singing on Yontif, when there is a name of Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can we say the Shem Hashem, or can we not say the actual name of God? Do we simply have to say Hashem or something like that, but not say Ado, etc.? So that's our question. So we're going to start off with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch as follows. When it comes to saying the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asu Lachotzi Shem Shamayim Levatala, it is not permitted to say the name of God for no positive purpose. It's a batala. Why are you saying the name of Hashem for no purpose whatsoever? V'chol hamotzi shem shamayim levatala. Anyone who would say the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebatala for not a proper purpose, over a mitzvah's asay, violates the positive commandment that we should be fearful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, et Hashem Elokecha tira, and included in the yira, the proper fear and awe that we have of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to not say the Shem Hashem unless, and this is the language of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Kim B'derech Shevach U'Bracha, unless we use it as a praise and bracha, or bracha, so as a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or bracha. When we praise, we're davening our Psukei Dezimra, when we're saying various brachas, all the brachas obviously permitted. The meshuhu mechuyav o b'derek limud, in ways when we are obligated to do it, or when we are learning. So he's saying it's a little bit complicated language. If we're saying it in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or a bracha, when we are either obligated to do so or when we are learning, that is when it is permitted. So that sounds fairly restrictive, that it's only when we are obligated or when we're learning. That apparently would not include Zmiras and Shabbos and many other things. But nonetheless, in the Kutei Piskei Tshuvos, he brings in the footnote that when the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that you can only say it when you are mechuyav, when you have an obligation to say Shem Hashem, that does not really mean that. It's not lav dafka. It's not exactly specifically that it has to be that you're obligated in something and you are otherwise not permitted. That's lav dafka. It is more expansive than the language that's used in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Lav dafka b'mashe mechuyav elagam bakashos utfilos pratios. You can still, when you have requests from a Kadosh Baruch Hu in private prayers to say Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you say derech bakasha as a request to Hashem, or a tefillah to Hashem, or a hodah, a praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it would still be permitted to say the Shem Hashem. That is the view of the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and others. So it's lav dafka, not necessarily that's something you're obligated in, but it has to be for a proper purpose. Even if you're not obligated, but you want to add a special bakasha request, or a special tefillah, or a special praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that would be permitted as well. And then he continues in the name of the Taz, Ubilvad Shlo Yomar Binusach Bracha. As long as you're not creating your own brachas, Bracha Ta Hashem, etc., don't create brachas, even if it's a bracha that exists, but you're saying out of the context of when it should say, be said, that's not going to be acceptable. But saying Hashem, Hashem, even on a volitional basis for the proper, for a tefillah, etc., that would be permitted. Nonetheless, he brings in the name of the Chesed La'alafim, that the min of Hasidim and Anshei Masa, people who really are strict about their deeds, that they are makbi to not say the Shem Hashem unless they are obligated to do so and not in things that they are not obligated to do. So mi'ikar adin, as long as it's a proper usage, it would be permitted even if it's not obligatory. Nonetheless, there are those who are strict about this, Anshei Maisa, and it's only if they are obligated to say Hashem Hashem would they, otherwise they don't. Okay, based on that background, how about if somebody is singing? Somebody is singing Zmiras on Shabbos. I remember that when I was in school, I hosted a number of Israeli professors who were visiting professors up in Boston, so we had them over for Shabbos, and we were singing Zmiras, and one of them, first time I ever heard it, was singing Zmiras with Shem Hashem. I grew up never singing Shem Hashem in Zmiras. You'd say Hashem, but never the actual name. And I said, oh, that's interesting, you're saying Shem Hashem. And he said, when you have the right kavanas, you can say Shem Hashem. So in fact, that is correct. The Kaf HaChaim and others say as follows, Ba'alei Negina, people who are singing, before we get to Zmiros, these are people who are singing in a band, the wedding, for example, Yesh Lahem Limana Milaskir Shem Shamayim. They should avoid singing Shem Hashem when they are singing, even if they're saying a full pasuk. On the other hand, when it comes to Zmiros and Piyutim, it's brought in the name of the Maharsha. This is brought by the Das Torah in the name of the Maharsha. When it comes to Zmiros and various Piyutim, that were written, not recent piyutim, not recent zmiros that we're talking about, but things that have been accepted for Klal Yisrael, for generations and generations, that we sing on Shabbos, that we sing on Yontif, Derech, Kavod, V'yira, if we are singing it out of respect, out of fear, we have the right kavanas, then they say, No Hagim Lahazkir Bam Shem Shemaim, we are no way to say Shem Hashem. In other words, it will be permitted. But the condition is that you have to say it Derech Kavod and Derech Yira. If it is not Derech Kavod and Derech Yira, you may be singing Zmirash and Shabbos, but you're not paying attention to the words, or there's too much levity going on at the time. Shem Hashem certainly should not be said. So if it's the right context and the right kavana, then Shem Hashem will be permitted when it comes to Zmirash and Shabbos and Yontif, but if it's the wrong context and the wrong kavana, then Shem Hashem should not be said. And we should try to incorporate that into our lives. Indeed, even when we're chayav, especially when we're chayav to say Hashem Hashem, it should really be with the right kavana. Always trying to say the Shem Hashem with the proper kavanas, proper intent, and not saying it in a rote method. Thanks for listening.